95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Man, oh man, I realize now, as much as I love Fridays, I struggle with my... I could go home and go to sleep right now. Even though it's a beautiful day outside, a perfect weather.
Right.
I could go
home
and go to sleep.
It's perfect weather for a nap.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's what this weather does to me.
No, yeah, usually it gives me energy, but for
some
reason...
But wait, you had a good weekend.
I had a great weekend. I don't remember a lot of it, but I had a really good weekend.
So you had a great weekend, yeah. And you're not hungover, or are you?
A hair, a touch. Not, okay. Like, bad. Not, like, on Saturday and Sunday mornings.
Okay. Do I need to get the hair of the dog for you?
Sure. Yeah, man, oh, man. That's when you know you got the problem.
Yeah, no kidding.
You had quite the weekend, though, too. We gotta talk about that later. Yeah, what's that about? You went out.
I went out to a place where there were people.
That's just weird.
It was really bizarre.
Did it feel like you were doing something really wrong, like you shouldn't be doing this?
No, but it did feel like I was celebrating...
being alive?
Yes. I mean, it was just unbelievable.
Having come through the other side?
Yep.
There's got to be a morning after.
Today, we also have a story of a snake in a Target.
I'm getting sick and tired of these...
mother effing snakes and the mother effing Target.
I just couldn't go much further with it because I knew I couldn't stop myself from saying it properly.
Florida's dumbass of the day.
Yay, dumbass of the day.
And what's the one thing that you've been waiting to do for the last year?
Oh, that's a good question.
It's really driven you crazy. Yeah. It's at the top of your list.
Yeah, that's a good question.
So that's coming up today. Plus, our 1 second of nonstop
rock
is worth $3,500.
I can't even believe that. $3,500.
Between now and 4 on 95.5 KLOS.
Damn.
Here's the phrase. Cruising for a bruising. My dad used to always say
that. Oh, man, mine too. Yep. All the time.
It's a dad thing.
Yeah, I guess so.
You're cruising
back
for
then.
A bruising.
Yep, and he meant it too. That was not a joke.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You went and played yesterday.
Yes, but that's not what we're going to talk about.
Oh, it is.
I want to talk about medical breakthroughs that are miraculous.
Okay.
One of them is regrowing damaged body parts. We're getting very close to all of these.
Wow. Like,
so
really?
If your knee gets bad, it won't regrow the cartilage.
Right.
But they're able to now, with stem cell, pretty much have you grow your own.
That's awesome.
Miraculous.
So I can just start lopping parts off that I don't like, and then I can grow them back really easy?
I mean, I don't know that it's real easy, and yeah. I'm not sure lopping them off is the idea.
This seems like fun.
Number two, a pill that lets you know you've taken it.
Have
you ever taken your medication?
Oh, hell yes.
Yes.
Oh, Grandpa does that a lot.
And then you don't remember if you took it or not.
Yes. And I put them in the little boxes now and everything. Yep. I mean, it's so lame.
Patients on regular medication can find it difficult to remember.
Sure.
A new pill has been created that contains a tiny sensor that records when it's taken.
And then
and
does
it sends
what?
A thing to your phone.
Oh, okay. That's really weird.
Right?
And then
futuristic.
Can you poop that out later on?
I hope so.
And you keep following it, like, see where it goes.
Number three, AI can detect skin cancer better than a doctor.
Oh, that's actually good.
Which is shocking. AI has a 95% detection rate and doctors 87%.
Huh. Wow.
Your phone will know if you're depressed.
My phone's going to be going off all the time.
The California company
what's wrong with you?
Says smartphones can diagnose mental health problems.
Stop listening to Barry Manilow.
By analyzing how people tap, scroll, and click.
I don't buy that one. I don't think that's going to work. The other ones sound very doable, but that's kind of ridiculous.
That does sound ridiculous, yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Helping the body's immune system fight cancer. They're getting closer and closer to that all the time.
Man, spend all your time and money on that. Let's wipe that sucker out.
And medicine that's tailored to fit precision or personalized medication, where treatments are tailored to consider the genetic and biological makeup of the environment of the lifestyle of each individual, and it replaces the one-size-fits-all. You need this pill that everyone takes.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
This is designed specifically for you.
It's like designer drugs, basically,
yes.
In a weird
yes.
way. Huh, interesting. That's
and
cool.
And fixing defective genes.
Like my pants that I've ripped?
I mean, no. Oh. I mean, there's more than 10,000 diseases in humans, and a lot of them are genetic mutations.
Right.
And they're getting very close to fixing them.
Now, if they do that, it doesn't mean that I can't still make people float in midair, right? Like, I mean, I'm a mutation that way.
That's a different mutation.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's as long as it doesn't screw with that, because that comes in handy.
So here's my question. With all these futuristic leaps in medicine,
right?
How is it, when I get a physical, that the finger up the butt is the only way to test? How's that possible? Finger up the butt still? Come on. It's 2021.
Yeah, there's got to be some other way of doing that.
What's happening?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Doesn't need to be the finger.
I just read that they can fix defective genes.
They can have a drug tell you that you took it. It sends you a text. Hey, you took me.
Yes.
Don't take me again.
That's a possibility.
But
finger up the butt.
That still has to happen.
How's that a thing? The doctor said, you know what goes next.
Hey, Kevin.
I was like, are you hitting on me?
Come on in. Drop them.
And women, I know that men complain about the smallest things, and I will accept that.
Yeah.
But finger up the butt still. Still, that's not been replaced.
Got to be some way of just waving a wand in that general area.
We found vaccines for a pandemic that never existed before last year.
But your doctor still has to shove his finger up your
butt. How's that a thing?
To make sure you're okay.
As soon as the people who are done making the vaccine are done with that, they should work on the finger up the butt thing.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
And then we could all be happy. $3,500.
Damn straight.
1 second of nonstop rock. Coming up in about 10 minutes, maybe?
Yep.
Keep listening?
Yep.
Right now, let's talk about a North Carolina Target.
Nope.
Where there was a snake on the baked bean shelf.
Well, that's where you usually find your snakes.
You don't expect to find a snake there. And I'm not a huge fan of snakes.
Nope.
Mm-mm. So I don't need a snake there.
Yeah.
And my longtime fear since I was a kid is the snake coming up out of the toilet.
Sure, you know,
which happens.
Yes, it does.
When I grew up and I realized it happens, I was like, I'm supposed to let go of that fear, but it happens.
It could happen at any moment.
So let's hear the news of this Target with a snake.
Attention shoppers, that's no mere spill in the grocery aisle at Target. That's a snake.
Okay, her again. Always her.
It was at this point that I realized I didn't care about the story anymore.
Why?
Because this reporter
drives you nuts.
Makes me want to take my life. She's awful.
She's been on CNN since the dawn of time.
She
too.
Has. She's and been how there. Is she on CNN?
I don't know. Yeah, well, you know, the puff pieces. The puff pieces.
Yes, but attention shoppers, there's no spill. What?
You love it. You know you do.
Go back to the beginning. Start again. That's so absurd.
Attention shoppers, that's no mere spill in the grocery aisle at Target. That's a snake.
That doesn't even make sense. A spill doesn't look like a snake.
No, I think she was doing a play on attention shoppers.
Sure.
There's a spill in aisle 5 or something. But no, I agree. It's nonsense.
Yeah, watch Superstore. Get some better ideas.
Right.
And there is a snake on top of the baked beans here.
That's the woman who actually saw the snake.
Yeah.
Now, you'd expect to see snake jewelry at Target, or a snakeskin bag, or Drano Snake Plus.
All right.
Unclog your drain.
So she shows, like, a snake ring.
Target? No.
Walmart. I don't know where she comes up with this stuff. Now, you'd expect to find other snake-related materials here.
Snake meat.
Shut up.
When Diane Dupre first saw an actual snake at this Apex North Carolina Target...
I thought it was a child's toy. So I thought, oh my goodness, somebody's pranking me. Where's the camera?
Somebody's pranking her. Where's the camera?
But she ended up whipping out her own camera.
Hey, come on.
What? Why? Why is camera 16 syllables?
Finally realizing it was real.
Ah! The tongue came out. And that's how I knew.
Diane couldn't stop chuckling about her own reaction to the snake that targeted Target.
Can't even look at this.
I can't with her.
Asps. Very dangerous. You go first.
Okay, so it wasn't a venomous snake.
Okay, now hold up. So now they're showing scenes from movies.
Oh, right. Okay.
Of famous
snakes. Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. One comes to mind immediately.
So this one, there's one hanging onto a girl's neck. And then the next one, there's one that's like chomping down on a guy's head.
Right.
From the top.
But none coming out of the toilet? So your nightmare not happening.
Not yet. No.
Not happening. Okay, good.
Or a man swallowing python.
Dun, 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 dun.
It was a harmless rat snake that employees removed and released back to nature.
Question.
That doesn't sound harmless.
What's a rat snake?
Yeah.
Rats are gross.
Clearly, it's not dangerous to the rat, apparently. It's going to eat the rat. So
I don't want a
things,
rat snake.
Target says it sanitized the area and brought in a pest control company to do a full evaluation of the store. According to an animal expert at North Carolina University,
these snakes are out of hibernation. They're moving around. They're looking for food. They might be looking for mates.
Well, who brought them into a Target? How did they get in there?
Look, they do what they want to do.
I guess.
Oh, don't look at Diane, snake. She already has a mate.
See?
With these
Hold up.
Yeah.
I want you to go back to just before that.
All right.
So the guy says these snakes are out looking for a mate.
All right.
And then she says, don't think about this woman because she has a husband.
Oh, don't look at Diane, snake. She already has a mate.
Ugh. How is she a CNN employee of any kind?
Put the razor blades
down.
Yeah.
I have had it with these mother snakes on this mother
shelf of beans in from the bush and onto the bushes. Genie Mouse, CNN.
Ah! All right.
New York.
All right, listen. So I wondered, why did she not play the end of that clip?
Yeah, where's plane?
I've had it with these mother effing snakes
on this mother effing plane. And it wasn't
because because she cut it off so that she could make a joke. Listen to it again.
I didn't catch it at all.
I have had it with these mother snakes on this mother
shelf of beans.
There you go.
Oh. She just really matched right. That was a nice edit.
Shelf of beans.
She should be punished.
Come on, CNN. And when they say put her down, I don't mean put her down.
Yes, you do.
Is it bribery to listen? Yes, it is. Yes, absolutely.
We're willing to give you $3,500.
It's Kevin and Slego's 1 second of nonstop rock. And we are up to $3,500.
Unbelievable. I love it when it goes up and up. I just like to give away cash, and the more, the better. So keep missing. We can give away more to someone
or
later.
You can get it and win $3,500.
Yeah, man. Right now,
we're going to play you 1 second of a song. Then you be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. You tell us the song title and the artist, and you will win $3,500.
And here is said piece. What is that? Think you know, now it's time to call. Good luck.
It's Kevin and Slogos. 1 second of nonstop rock.
Game.
For $3,500, KLOS, who's this?
Hello.
Hi.
This is Cindy. Hi.
Well, I'm sorry, what's your name, Cindy?
Cindy.
Stacy.
Cindy with a T.
Nancy.
With a T.
Barbara.
With a T. Tansy.
Tansy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Really?
Hey, you can take the money and change your name. Something that we know.
Oh, my God.
That'll come
in handy.
You must have heard that your entire life. Right. All right. Sorry about that. All right. We're going to play you the clip again, and you tell us if you know the song title and the artist, and you'll win $3,500.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
All right. Here it is. What is it?
Is it Van Halen, Dance the Night Away?
It is not.
It is not. I'm sorry.
So I guess you're going to stuck with that name for a while.
Sorry, Chance,
okay,
Nancy.
Thank you.
Okay. $4,000 then, sometime between 4 and 5.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. The 1 second of nonstop rock is worth $4,000 this hour.
That's unbelievable.
That's pretty good.
I like it when it keeps going up and up. And I love that little apocalyptic cover there of White Room. Seemed perfect for a nice, gloomy day like today. This is going to be one of the last ones. It's supposed to be sunny tomorrow and then hot on the weekend.
Yes.
And boo! No! Damn it!
So yesterday, I did a thing.
I know. I can't believe you did this
where
thing.
Where I went to a place.
What?
And there were other people.
Yeah.
So bizarre.
What was that like? Tell everybody what it was like wandering
in. There was the home opener of the LA Galaxy.
Right.
Playing the New York Red Bulls. And it's at Dignity Sports Health Park. And so I drive down there. And I've been to games, I don't know, 80 times?
Right.
Maybe more.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. Not in the last year.
That was interesting
year.
Watching your head do math just now.
I
in the last year, yeah.
And I don't know if that's even close. But it was super weird pulling in and parking and getting out. I put on my mask.
Now, this is the first time you've been around other large amounts of humans you didn't know.
And last year, they had only the opening game, and then COVID shut down everything.
Oh, right.
And I wasn't at that game, so...
Yeah.
Maybe it's been a year and a half, 2 years since I've been there.
Right.
So it's really weird.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like You're going to make fun of me for this. It was pretty emotional.
No, I totally get it, dude. I wish I could. I would love to make fun, but I hear you.
Oh, my God. It was just, I got there early. I was just watching the warm-ups, and I was just super excited about, I don't know, maybe life back to normal. Maybe that's what it is.
Like a hint of a seeing it on the horizon.
Yes.
Okay. And just what do you think the other people around you had that sort of feeling?
I think everybody had that same feeling. Yeah. Because life is returning to normal.
Getting
slowly.
There, yeah.
I mean, it was 25%.
I was going to say.
Capacity.
25, yeah. So 25%. You were quite a ways away from anybody else.
Yes.
Pretty much, yeah.
But, you know, I went walking around to try and find some of my friends, mm-hmm. and I just found myself like,
going, yes.
Looking around like satisfied that
right.
This is so cool.
Yeah.
I miss this so much.
Right. Yeah, sure.
Because sports is a huge part of my life.
Right.
And going to the Galaxy and going to the LA Kings, that's basically what I do for entertainment.
Right. And it's been so damn
long. It's been so long.
Yeah. So that was the game itself.
The
what
game
was like
was
once
great.
It got into it? Yeah.
Chicharito, the star for the Galaxy, scored 3 goals.
Nice.
Totally won more than his entire season last year.
Right.
So that was great.
Right.
And the Galaxy won, and everybody was having a good time.
Right.
And it felt like, even if the team didn't win,
you didn't care.
I was just thrilled to be there.
Yeah.
I wanted them to win, of course.
Yeah.
But I was just thrilled to be there.
Now, so you didn't. I remember we were talking on Thursday or something last week, and you were planning a weekend being really quiet,
yes,
laying
that was
low.
My whole weekend.
Yeah, not going to do anything.
Right.
And do you think this is the start of now you're going to be doing stuff on the weekends?
I mean, I hope so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I loved it, though.
Yeah.
It was really sort of exciting. And I know that there are a lot of people who are still hurting in a lot of ways. People
right.
have lost others.
Oh,
and
my God, yeah.
Maybe they've lost their job and stuff like that. But just the sign that maybe
it's on the horizon. We can see it coming down.
Maybe we can see normal from here.
Right.
It
light
may
at
take
the,
us a while to get there, but
light at the end of the tunnel, not necessarily an oncoming train.
Yes.
But for a change.
Yes.
Because it's been that
Although
way forever.
Although not sure.
Yeah, not sure. Definitely not
Still
sure.
could be a train.
Yeah.
But it was really great.
Nice. Kind of like the first day of summer, I bet.
Yes.
It felt like that in a
yeah,
weird
very
way.
Much so.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Good times.
KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You think people blast that when they're going through the Panama Canal? Oh, I know we're heading through it. Going to be in listening to it really loud.
I'm going to say no.
Yeah. I wouldn't think so either.
Time for the Florida Dumbass of the Day.
Yay, Dumbass of the
dumbass
Day.
Dumbass of the Day.
Well done, dumbass.
Man was arrested at a teller window during an attempted bank robbery, the police say.
This is a gub. I'm holding a gub. That's a really old movie. Fletch. Never mind. Flashback.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Fletch.
Old. Yes.
Wow. Ocala, Florida. Do you know where that is?
No.
A man is behind bars after he was arrested inside a bank. The guy's name is Joshua Snavely. He's 36 years old.
Snavely.
He went into a Bank of America.
Mm-hmm.
He approached a window and read the teller a prepared note.
Hi, what did it say?
My name is Snavely.
He said his name?
No.
Oh, okay.
Saying that he was robbing the bank.
I'm here to rob you today. I'll be your robber.
Yes, and please give me all your money.
Yes.
So the teller looked at a coworker who set off the alarm.
Right.
And then...
Has he not seen Dog Day Afternoon? Does he not know how to do it? Come on.
Well, let me finish the story, and then you
okay.
can decide
yeah,
if he knows
think.
How
yeah.
to do it or
right.
not.
I doubt it.
So both... tellers,
right,
the woman with the guy standing in front of her and the teller next to her,
right,
turned and said, "We'll be right back."
Ah.
And went to the back and called the police.
Bye.
And the police were like, "Can you look at the footage and see what's going on?" And they were like, "Yeah, he's just waiting."
Oh, man. He's just hanging out.
Yes, he's not hanging and waiting for them to bring all the money.
This will be nice. I'll be very rich.
And they waited, and they waited, and when the police showed up...
Hi, we're here to arrest you.
The dude was in the same spot in front of the teller window.
Oh, dude, come on,
How
man.
How long on. Do you think that had to be?
Best 12
case,
minutes.
Yeah, best case, 5 minutes,
yeah.
But probably 12.
Something.
So they go to the back? I mean, does he really think that they're gathering money?
Right, I guess. I mean,
Why
did he want to go to jail?
There?
Sometimes people... I
no,
mean, you know,
this isn't one of those stories. There
no.
was another one of those stories in
yeah.
Florida, of course.
Yeah.
But this is not one of them. The guy wanted the money and just was waiting his turn,
I guess. He's being very patient.
Yes.
That's nice. Well, you know, he has good manners.
Hey, when you have some time, I'm still out here.
Can I get those unmarked? Is that possible, by the way?
So they're just, the cops are talking to the tellers in the back, and...
And so he went down without a fight, I should think. I mean, he must have seen them walk in and be like, oh, well, there goes my big shot.
That didn't work, Mr. Snively said.
Then he took a snake to a target and left it on a can of beans.
A fake one, though.
Yeah,
so that guy, I mean, come on.
This dumbass of the day.
Oh, yeah.
I think we should start awarding them. Maybe we should get a hold of Mr. Snively. And...
Well, unfortunately, he's being held on $5,000 bail.
Well,
or bond, I mean.
If he had gotten a little faster at robbing the bank, he could have paid that.
A little faster?
Yeah.
He waited for the entire time for the police to get
there.
Why
do you let them walk away? Why? Whatever. That's crazy.
I don't know the answer to why.
How?
All the stories in Florida, you always ask the same question, which is why.
Why, yes.
And there's never an answer.
No, yeah.
Unless it's drugs or alcohol.
Yeah. Well.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I love it. And I love Florida. 95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. $4,000.
Damn.
Is up for the taking with our 1 second of nonstop rock. So we'll tell you when to call.
Just a matter of moments from now.
And then you have to identify the song and the artist, and you could win $4,000.
Did you like my farty picture of my backyard? I took, we got an IKEA table and took about an hour and a half to put it together. It should have taken about 3.5 minutes. I was saying, anybody there that works there?
Where did you get it?
IKEA.
Yeah, no.
IKEA.
No, I'm not.
But it's nice, isn't it? Isn't it pretty?
Yes, it's very nice.
Very nice, yes. But it should have taken us like 3.5 minutes to do it. Like, oh my God.
Yeah, well, that's what happens with IKEA crap.
I got your Allen wrench right here.
You know, we were just talking about the dumbass from Florida.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we actually kind of tracked him down. I know where he lives. I found his apartment.
Sluggo was calling him during the
Yeah,
songs.
Yeah, he didn't answer. I was going to put him on the air.
You would think that cops would be really cautious of what they're doing right now.
Oh, my God, yes.
Right?
Right, yes.
Like, of all times, this is the time when the optics are really important.
I think it kind of boils down to any person that would do the seriously wrong thing behind a badge. They're just, that's how they are. They're never going to be able to control themselves.
Yeah, that's possible.
I think they're all going to get outed now, basically.
But, well, this may help. Listen to this story about Washington, D.C.
I'm enjoying it so far.
You're not even in the file.
No, I'm not even close.
What is wrong with
the list is endless.
Exclusive, two D.C. police cruisers crashed just days ago, and tonight we're learning what caused that crash.
Police say the officers were behind the wheel, and they were drag racing.
Okay. The police was drag racing another police car.
Oh, yeah, of course. Why not?
Drag racing.
It's cool, man.
Don't they have the same engines?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I would think.
You know, maybe they're really dirty cops and they screwed up the other guy's engine.
They were drag racing.
That's awesome.
Police were. And they ended up smashing into each other.
Who's going to pull us over, man?
It happened Thursday evening while it was still light out in the Kenilworth section of Northeast D.C.
Why? It's still light out. What does that have to do with anything? Like, you can see them, and that's crazy?
I guess. I don't know. Maybe they would want to... Well, again, it's the optics.
Yeah.
Maybe they would want to do it at night so everyone can't see them.
Maybe it's fine at night. Maybe it's okay.
Our Evan Lambert is there live with the latest details.
Lambert.
Evan, what have you learned?
Lauren, D.C. police confirmed to us that four officers were taken to area hospitals with non-life-threatening injuries.
Okay.
Dude. Really?
So there was two police cars and two people in each one.
Oh, man.
Go, 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 go! We're tied. You can't go any faster.
Go.
Our sources say that those patrol cars were going at least 60 miles per
hour. Oh, my gosh. 60?
That's drag racing and you're going 60?
Yeah.
Like, that's before you start, right?
And you're in a cop car.
It's like before the starting line.
Per hour, they crashed right here into the fence here at the corner of Anacostia Avenue and Polk Streets Northeast. This is just down a few blocks from the entrance of Kenilworth Park and Aquatic Gardens. We want to show you some video that a neighbor gave us of the aftermath. You can see the front of the two cruisers smashed into each other.
Oh, man, what kind of trouble are you in?
Can you imagine?
No.
You're a police officer, and you're drag racing another police officer in a police car.
And you crash.
And you crash into each other.
Crashed. All those hard-boiled detectives behind their desk being yelled at, you know, screaming at the cop. No, no, no.
told you before.
Nothing like what these guys are in for.
In an email obtained by Fox 5's Lindsay Watts, the 6th District Commander, Duria Habibullah, says the cars ended up being totaled.
Hold on a second. What was that name?
I don't know the name.
Duria Habibullah.
But the cars were totaled.
Oh, unbelievable.
Totaled. Wow. Two cop cars.
Wow.
The email goes on to say the officer's behavior is, quote, not fair to any of us. Mm. We've learned through sources one of the drivers was a female officer who sources say is newer to the department. We asked neighbors to weigh in on this dangerous behavior.
Hold up before the neighbors. It's almost always stupid guys.
Yeah.
Almost always.
Well, she's, I guess, feeling she got to prove
it's 95%
whatever.
Dumb guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe she
got
was
pushed into
maybe.
It. I don't know. But I mean,
I'm sure she didn't have to, but
newbie, man.
Occasionally,
you know,
a woman will be as dumb as a man, but not very often.
Yeah, yeah. And you took that long to get that far. It's so much work to get that job and to.
And then when you crash into the other car, you must just think,
my
whole career screwed is gone.
I just saw these two police cars, like
nice bird,
yes,
going
loud
really,
bird.
Really fast, and then one crashed into another, and then they crashed into the wooden fence over there. And just, it was a really loud noise. I think that's just really stupid.
I'm with her.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree.
That is just really stupid.
And irresponsible, because this is like our community. Like, people walk over here.
People walk over
I mean,
there.
It is her community, and people walk.
People walk over there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a few days ago, like, a Girl Scout troop was over here. I don't know what they were doing, but...
They were robbing people. What do you think they were doing? They were selling cookies.
Like, it's a small community, so it's just really dangerous.
It's a small
to be doing
community,
that.
After all. What's this next bit? I
don't know. It's not to be played.
It's not to be played.
I don't think so.
Wow.
So imagine that.
No.
Imagine that.
No.
Four cops, two cop cars.
Wow.
One of them literally just crashed into the other.
Wow.
Like, I don't know. Maybe they were doing a pit maneuver.
Yeah.
Trying to get to the.
Yeah.
And I don't know,
there's
man.
There's no excuse.
It's not ideal.
'Tis the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
It's a free ride, but we also are going to pay you $4,000.
$4,000, man.
If you can win our 1 second of nonstop raw.
Now is the time to win it. You know,
agreed.
You've been putting it off all this time. You're like, I'm not going to bother trying. Now's the time to do it.
$4,000 is what it's up to. We're going to play 1 second of a song. Then you have to be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. Tell us the song title and the artist, and you will win $4,000.
Damn. All right, here's that snippet. Listen closely. Think you know what it is? Now's the time to call. 818-955-KLOS. Good luck!
It's Kevin and Sluggos. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
For $4,000, KLOS, who's this?
Hi, my name's Jerry.
Hey, Jerry, you're caller 13.
Oh, my God.
Nicely done. Now, we're gonna play the clip for you again in a second, but do you have an idea what it is?
I sure do.
Oh, nice. That's very...
A lot of confidence
there. Yeah. Well, it's $4,000 on the line. If you can tell us the artiste and the song title, it's yours. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, here you go. What is that?
That is Immigrant Song by Led Zeppelin.
Nice. How does $4,000 sound to you?
That sounds pretty great.
You just won it.
Holy moly.
You know what? Let's play the whole little thing here for everybody to listen at home if you were playing along.
Let's do it.
This is what it sounded like. And again, it always becomes totally, you hear it.
Yeah, once you hear it, of course, yeah.
Yeah. Well done, man.
Nicely done. You got $4,000.
That's amazing.
What are you going to do it? What are you going to do with it, he meant?
what did you do?
I'm sorry, what?
I'm actually going to share it with a friend. He actually helped me to get that song.
Oh, nice. Well, that's good. Good for him.
Yeah.
Share it.
Yeah,
what a loser. No, I'm kidding. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, man.
Royal Blood and the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. We make it easy. Trouble's coming from Royal Blood there that Matt Pinfield, I remember, brought in. It was a while ago now. He's got, you got to hear this song.
Yep.
You got to get this on. I was listening to his show last night. Sunday nights from 8 to 10, a couple of hours of new stuff, all the new rock. Love listening to him talk to the artist. Like, he was talking to Dirty Honey. It was a special guest.
He knows
guest.
All of them.
He does, yeah. And they all love him. Yep. It's amazing.
Because he knows what he's talking about,
yeah, exactly.
I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. So, Matt Pinfield, don't miss that show. New and improved Sunday nights at 8 here.
By the way, I think Royal Blood is two guys. I think.
Just straight up two dudes.
Two dudes.
Yeah, they make a lot of noise.
That's a lot of noise for that. I was talking last hour about going to an LA Galaxy game.
You did that yesterday.
Yes.
You were out amongst the humans.
And how bizarre it felt and great it felt.
Sort of like the first day of summer.
Yeah, it was kind of like that.
Yeah.
So we're going to take some calls from you at 818-955-KLOS. What's the one thing that you've been waiting over a year to do?
I mean, you know, the Chinese theater is one of my favorite places to see movies. We even have seats that we particularly like that we always
really?
Buy.
Yeah. The same seats.
Yes, yeah. And there's one particular row because it's unobstructed view, nobody in front of you, whatever. Can't wait to get back in that damn theater for a movie. I don't care what it is. I don't care.
Even if it's a crappy movie.
Even if it's a crappy movie. Even if it's a No Man Land or
no,
whatever.
No, no,
your
Mad
favorite
Land?
Film
nope.
ever.
No. Unless you need a nap.
Yeah.
It's a good then place to sleep. Am I the only one that hated
it? It does seem like it. I have a feeling if I watch it, I might actually even like it. I doubt it.
I don't think there's no way.
Yeah, I don't know.
No. Why don't you watch it?
Okay.
And
all
then
right.
let me know.
I like
if I'm the only one,
yeah.
then that's on me.
I like that she was at the Oscars and they had said none of them were going to be wearing a mask, but she was. She's like, nope, whatever. I got my mask on.
She crazy.
Yeah, she's awesome.
And by the way, she's good in the movie.
Of course.
And the director is great.
Right, but you just found it to
but
be a
snooze. But the movie's super dull.
So you don't want to go see that. What do you, besides, you've already, is that what, that couldn't have been yesterday at the LA Galaxy, your thing you've been looking forward to.
It was one of them, yeah.
Yeah.
Going back to sporting events was one of them. That was awesome.
Any other thing you have on your to-do
not
list?
Not right now. I don't want to be greedy.
Well, you were greedy with COVID. You got it twice. Come on, man.
I mean, that was really fun yesterday. But so we're going to take your calls. What's the one thing at the top of your list?
Right.
The one thing that you've been dying to do that you've been waiting for over a year.
And maybe it's on the horizon now.
Correct.
Maybe it's actually maybe going to happen sometime before the end of the
maybe
world.
Maybe.
818-955-KLOS. Talk to us, freakies.
We are talking about what is the one thing at the top of your list that you really miss doing because of the pandemic and that you're looking forward to the most. KLOS, hello.
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 I have been missing festivals.
Festivals.
Music festivals.
Music festivals, culture festivals, art festivals, you name it.
You just like any kind of festival, huh?
I do. I'm a very festive person.
What about the Ren Fest? Are you a old school Ren Fest? You gonna have a giant turkey leg when you can?
I've never done it, but if they have one, I'll go.
Now's the time to try.
Look at you. I'll go to any festival.
Exactly.
I don't care
exactly.
what it is.
Right on. All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. KLOS. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Thank you. How are you?
Outstanding. Thank you.
Nice. Well done.
You want to know the one thing I've been dying to do for
yes.
a year?
Yes.
Just be in the middle of a crowded, sweaty dance floor, just feeling the vibe with the same people, perfect strangers, just having a moment.
Nice. And where's your favorite place to do that, to be out on the floor?
Oh, my God. I'm going to be honest. I'm a fan of the dive bar, and, you know,
nice.
So I got quite a few of them in the valley.
That's awesome.
Love that.
Yeah.
Right on.
Well, it's coming soon. Hang in there. We're almost there.
I'm ready, baby.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, sir. How goes it?
It goes well. How about you?
It goes pretty good, sir. It goes pretty good.
Nice.
What's the one thing that you have at the top of your list of things that you're desperate to do?
To go home and hug my dad and hug my annoying little brother and my mom.
Oh, that's nice. That's crazy. How long has it been since you've seen the family?
Pretty much all of 2020 and probably the last half of 2019.
Wow. Wow. And I'm guessing that's very unusual for you.
Almost 2 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's been hard. I've got a daughter back home, too.
Wow.
Damn. Well, coming soon.
It's her birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, boys, by the way,
yes.
I want you to know
okay.
that out of every radio station I've listened to since I was a little boy back in the South,
mm-hmm.
nobody has got the content, especially the weed-friendly content.
You've come to the right place.
Boys. What a surprise.
And I'm going to tell you right now, y'all are going to solve racism in this country.
That's the goal.
With your content.
Wow.
You, babe, name one single instance where y'all were smoking and it mattered what color any of y'all were.
Thank you.
Agreed.
Totally. 100%.
Not to mention the people you met.
Yep. Right on.
Thank you for
right
calling.
On, man.
We appreciate
Thanks
it.
For calling, dude.
I'm not sure we're going to solve racism, but I'm down.
I'm going to try.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hey there. What are you dying to do?
I'm dying to go to a rock concert, but specifically a Nine Inch Nails show.
Oh, yeah. Trent.
Wow. Love that so much.
People always ask, what's the loudest show you ever saw? I can easily say Nine Inch Nails at the Palace, and it was about 1993.
Yes, I went to that
show. Did you?
Yes.
Oh, my God. My ears were ringing for like 3 days.
That was
brilliant.
Awesome.
Yeah. Right on. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi. What's the one thing that you've been dying to do?
I am ready to travel.
Oh,
travel.
Yeah, here. Like, where are you going to go to first?
Well, I was supposed to, on May 7th last year, be in Italy for my 30th wedding anniversary.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, my 20th is coming up, and we're not doing anything.
Your 20th
Sucks.
Birthday?
Yeah, 20th anniversary. Didn't you say anniversary or birthday?
No, she said anniversary.
Okay.
Have you been paying attention? How are things in Italy?
Yeah.
Well, you know, at this point, if I get over there and I kick the bucket, then it's meant to be. Because I want to get the hell out of here.
Yay. Right on.
Let's all die.
Yeah.
What a
travel
plan.
And die. Yay.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. And we would like to give you some moolah.
We've got $500 just lying here. If you want it and just
Who
listen.
Calls it moolah?
You. And one other lady in Albuquerque. This little clip is one we haven't played yet. This is a new one. This is the 32nd time we've fired up a new clip.
Last hour, do you remember his name? Shoot. That guy.
Damn it. That really cool guy.
That dude.
He was great.
Won $4,000.
Jerry.
Okay.
Jerry and Tustin.
He won $4,000 by saying it was Immigrant Song, Led Zeppelin, which it was.
Yeah.
Now we have a brand new one for you for $500.
Take a listen to it. If you think you know what it is, be caller 13-818-955-KLOS. Tell us the name of the artiste and the song name, and you're good to go. And here you go. What do you think that is? You know?
I could never win this game. You know that.
I'm terrible at this as well. Actually, the guy who created some of these sometimes doesn't even know what they are.
Of course I know, though.
818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
It's Kevin and Sluggos. One second of nonstop rock. Game.
For $500, KLOS, who's this?
This is Alex.
Alex, you're caller 13.
Ooh, wow. Okay, I'll go with that.
All right. We're going to play the clip for you again, so we don't want the answer here. But do you think you know it?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Nice. Well, here it is. Tell us the name of the artiste and the song title. You got $500. You ready?
Yeah.
Here it goes. What is that?
Is it Start Me Up by the Rolling Stones?
Yeah! $500. I told you this was going to be an easy
first
one.
Time.
Well
Ooh, right.
done.
Nicely
Great.
Done.
Thank
you got $500.
Thank you so much.
Congrats.
Thank you.
How are you going to spend it?
Vegas.
Yeah!
That's right the right answer.
That is the right answer.
95 KLOS on the California's rock station.
Mama Bully!
Right now, let's talk about a North Carolina Target.
Nope.
Where there was a snake on the baked bean shelf.
Well, that's where you usually find your snakes.
You don't expect to find a snake there. And I'm not a huge fan of snakes.
Nope.
Mm-mm. So I don't need a snake there.
Yeah.
And my longtime fear since I was a kid is the snake coming up out of the toilet.
Sure. You know,
which happens.
Yes, it does.
When
yes.
I grew up and I realized it happens, I was like, I'm supposed to let go of that fear, but it happens.
That could happen at any moment.
So let's hear the news of this Target with a snake.
Attention shoppers, that's no mere spill in the grocery aisle at Target. That's a snake.
Okay, her again. Always her.
It was at this point that I realized I didn't care about the story anymore.
Why?
Because this reporter...
Yeah, drives you nuts.
...makes me want to take my life. She's awful.
She's been on CNN since the dawn of time.
She
too.
Has. She's and been how there. Is she on CNN?
I don't know. Yeah, well, you know, the puff pieces. The puff pieces.
Yes, but attention shoppers, there's no spill. What?
You love it. You know you do.
Go back to the beginning. Start again. That's so absurd.
Attention shoppers, that's no mere spill in the grocery aisle at Target. That's a snake.
That doesn't even make sense. A spill doesn't look like a snake.
No, I think she was doing a play on attention shoppers.
Sure.
There's a spill in aisle 5
sure.
or something. But
yeah.
No, I agree. It's nonsense.
Yeah, watch Superstore. Get some better ideas.
Right.
And there is a snake on top of the baked beans here.
That's the woman who actually saw the
LARP.
Snake.
Yeah.
Now, you'd expect to see snake jewelry at Target, or a snakeskin bag, or Drano Snake Plus to unclog your drains.
So she shows, like, a snake ring.
Target?
I don't know. I don't know where she comes up with this stuff. Now you'd expect to find other snake-related materials here.
Snake meat.
Shut up.
When Diane Dupre first saw an actual snake at this Apex, North Carolina Target,
I thought it was a child's toy. So I thought, oh my goodness, somebody's pranking me. Where's the camera?
Somebody's pranking her. Where's the camera?
But she ended up whipping out her own camera.
Hey, come on.
What? Why? Why is camera 16 syllables?
Finally realizing it was real.
Ah! The tongue came out. That's how I knew.
Diane couldn't stop chuckling about her own reaction to the snake that targeted Target.
Can't even look at it. Can't even look at
the... I can't with her.
Asps. Very dangerous. You go first.
Okay, so it wasn't a venomous snake.
Okay, now, hold up. Hold up. So now they're showing scenes from movies?
Oh, right. Okay.
Of famous...
Snakes, sure.
Yeah.
Okay. One comes to mind immediately.
So this one, there's one hanging onto a girl's neck. And then the next one, there's one that's like chomping down on a guy's head.
Right.
From the top.
But none coming out of the toilet? So your nightmare not happening.
Not yet, no.
Not happening. Okay, good.
Or a man swallowing python.
Dun, 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 dun.
It was a harmless rat snake that employees removed and released back to nature.
Question.
That doesn't sound harmless.
What's a rat snake?
Yeah.
Rats are gross.
Clearly, it's not dangerous to the rat, apparently. It's going to eat the rat.
So I don't want a rat snake.
Target says it sanitized the area and brought in a pest control company to do a full evaluation of the store. According to an animal expert at North Carolina University,
these snakes are out of hibernation. They're moving around. They're looking for food. They might be looking for mates.
Well, who brought them into a Target? How'd they get in there?
Look, they do what they want to do.
I guess.
Oh, don't look at Diane, snake. She already has a mate.
See? Hold up.
Yeah.
I want you to go back to just before that.
All right.
So the guy says these snakes are out looking for a mate.
All right.
And then she says, don't think about this woman. Because she has a husband.
Oh, don't look at Diane, snake. She already has a mate.
Ugh. How is she a CNN employee of any kind?
Put the razor blades down. Yeah.
I have had it with these mother snakes on this mother
shelf of beans in from the bush and onto the bushes. Genie Mose, CNN.
Ah.
All right.
New York.
All right, listen. So I wondered, why did she not play the end of that clip?
Yeah, where's plane?
I've had it with these mother effing snakes, on this mother effing plane.
And it wasn't
because
there.
Because she cut it off so that she could make a joke. Listen to it again.
I didn't catch it at all.
I have had it with these mother snakes on this mother
shelf of beans.
There you go.
Oh. She just really matched right. That was a nice edit.
Shelf of beans.
She should be punished.
Come on, CNN. And when they say put her down, I don't mean put her down. I just mean...
Yes.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo. I'd like to ask you if you would please go to YouTube and check out my podcast with Mike Catherwood called Great News with Kevin and Mike.
And I would like for you to send help immediately to the station. I've seen Greg in the hallways and he was chucking Coke cans at people, full ones. I don't know. I think he's really upset about something today. So help us! I'm going to go home and pet the kitty. I'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
And now, a moment with Kevin.
What are you going to do it? What are you going to do with it? He meant...
what did you do?
This has been a moment with Kevin.
The Dave Clark Five, the Beatles, and the Rolling Stones were all on the same bill on this day in rock in 1964. They headlined the NME Poll Winners Concert at Wembley Empire Pool in London. Led Zeppelin performed Whole Lotta Love live for the first time ever on this day in rock in 1969 during a show they were doing up in San Francisco at the Winter Ballroom. Wings at the Speed of Sound went to number one on this day in rock in 1976 on the U.S. album chart. That's the album that featured Let Them In and Silly Love Songs.